Good morning, afternoon and evening to everyone. My name is Han Chuan Lee, a member of the Registry Services team. Thank you for attending today's webinar on helping new GTLD registries to prepare for key steps in the process from contracting to accepting general registrations. We also discuss how ICANN's APEC Hub team can work more closely with the stakeholders in the region. Before we start, some announcements. There will be a Q&A session available at the end of the presentation and will be answered as time permits. Participants will be limited to one question and one brief follow-up response. For those who are on ODB Connect, please send your questions via the questions and comments pod. And for those who are on the audio bridge, please dial star 1 to enter the question queue. We are pleased today to have Krista Papek, the Director for Registry Services, with us today to bring us through the steps to complete TLD onboarding and launch, and as well to share some valuable tips for the transition to delegation. Before that, we have Mr. Lo Jiarong, the Head of Strategies and Initiatives from the Asia-Pacific GSC team, to talk about how the community can tap on the resources at the ICANN APEC Hub. Jiarong, please.
Hi, thanks Han Chuan. Hi everyone. Thank you so much for attending this webinar and taking your time to join us again. I'm Jiarong. I think some of you would know me. Those who have not, I'm the Head of Strategy and Initiatives for the Asia-Pacific Hub. And those who have just joined us, I know this is old news. We've established the Asia-Pacific Hub since August, so it's been some time. But again, I'm still very excited to report that we have grown by many folds. And this webinar is one of the few capabilities that we have put in based on the feedback that we have received from our community. And as per the feedback, we hope to do this on a regular basis. And for now, we are planning to do our webinars on a fixed timing every second Tuesday, every second Thursday. Today is Thursday. Every other month. So it's, you can expect the next webinar to happen 2 months from now, on the second Thursday and the same time at 11 o'clock Singapore time or 3 a.m. UTC. Now, we've worked very closely with the registry team to bring you this webinar, and today we are very, very happy to have Krista, who is actually based in LA, but she works very closely with us and happens to be in town. So we have her here sitting right next to us in the Singapore office, and we are really excited to have her bring us through this. And of course, Han Chuan is part of the registry team. We're all very close, knitted together here at the Asia Pacific Hub. We continue to be your liaisons and your contact persons. So anytime you have any questions, you require anything, we are here to service our community here in the region. That's what we are here to do. So please reach out to us. You will see the contact details later, and you will have received our mailers from the Asia Pacific Hub email. So please feel free to reach out to us at any time. And the last thing I want to highlight is make the best of your time and our time. Ask any question you want. If you're not clear about anything, please feel free to ask questions. You can do that by keying into the Q&A pod, or you can queue up and dial in and queue up to ask your questions. We are all from the same region, so don't worry about, you know, I know people from Asia-Pacific, we tend to be shy and we don't ask that many questions, but this is a setting where all of us are from the same region, so feel free to ask your questions and don't worry about anything. Again, if you need any follow-up questions after this, we can be contacted, so don't worry about that. Now, again, thank you very much for your time, and I'll hand the time over back to Han Chuan.
Right, thank you, Jiarong. As I mentioned, we have registry services staff that are based in the APEC Hub. That's currently me at the moment, but we'll be adding one more staff. We are here to help the registries in all areas and topics, so please feel free to reach out to any of the registry services team in ICANN for any assistance. Before we take questions for this webinar, we will first move to Krista's presentation. Krista, please.
Thank you, Han Chuan, and thank you, Jiarong. And hello to everybody that's dialed into the webinar today. I'm very happy to be here, and it's exciting to be doing a webinar that's really targeting the needs of the Asia-Pacific region. Following the Singapore meeting, up until now, we received, through mostly through the Asia-Pacific Hub, a lot of different questions about registries and new registries trying to understand what is supposed to happen once they sign their contracts with ICANN. You know, what does it look like to get from signing the contract to actually selling domain names or general registration? And so we put together this presentation to talk about that. It focuses on onboarding, which is that process that covers that time that I talked about. Today we're going to go through what onboarding is, what steps are required to complete onboarding, which portal to use when. There are, as many of you may know, there are two different portals that are applicants use. There's one that applicants use, and there's one that registries use. So we're going to give you some tips on which one to use when. And then we're going to talk about a timeline, the timeline that you can follow to get from signed contract to general registration, as well as some tools, and then, of course, the question and answer period that Han Chuan referred to. So just to set the stage and talk about what registry onboarding is, as I said, it's that time period between signing your contract with ICANN and having general availability of the domain name, getting to the fun part where you're selling domains to the markets that you're targeting. At a very high level, registry onboarding is a process of ICANN collecting contact information for your registry. Up until that point, the contact information that we've had for you is really related to the application. And once you've become a registry, that might be very different contact information. Additionally, there are new contacts that we need to have for you that weren't necessary during the application period. It's also the collection of technical information so that we can set up your registry and connect your systems to ICANN systems for various reporting and monitoring activities. It is when you will go through the pre-delegation testing to show that your registry is technically capable to operate in the root zone. It is when you will set up and test, set up access to the trademark database, as well as test to show that you've set up that access correctly. And then it is where you will set up your sunrise claims and other launch periods. So when does registry onboarding begin? It begins as soon as you sign your contract with ICANN, or actually once ICANN signs the contract for you, does the counter signature. Once your contract is executed, the registry primary contact that you've identified will receive a GDD portal welcome notification. And in some cases, that contact will also receive credentials to log into the GDD portal. Right around that same time, or shortly after you sign your contract and receive that welcome notification, you'll also receive a welcome kit. It is a new GTLD registry operator welcome kit, and it's meant to provide you with information that's helpful to get you through the onboarding process. And then we're actually very close to releasing a second iteration of that here in the next few weeks. And that second version will be even more robust. It'll include a lot of the information you hear today, but it'll also include information about ongoing operations and how to work with ICANN. So registry onboarding. There's eight main steps to registry onboarding, and we're going to go through each one of these in detail, but this slide here just summarizes it for you. As you know, we always post the presentations after the webinar. I think we actually have this one posted up in the chat room. But this here is sort of so you can download this information and use it almost as a checklist as you're proceeding through the steps. So step one is an optional step. It is once you've signed a registry agreement with ICANN, you're eligible to join the registry stakeholder group. The Registry Stakeholder Group is an organization within the ICANN Generic Naming Services Organization, or GNSO, and really it's where all of the registries come together to collaborate and work on policy, common topics of interest, common issues, et cetera. And so while it is voluntary, you become eligible to do that once you sign the agreement. And we've put the link here in the slide so that you can access the membership form if you're interested in doing that. So step two is complete pre-delegation testing. And before I get into this one, I want to also point out that many of these steps can happen in parallel. They don't necessarily have to happen one right after the other, but you can actually do multiple steps at the same time. When we get to a later part of the presentation, we have a graphic of a timeline that shows you which ones you can do in parallel and which ones you need to complete before you can move on to another step. So with respect to pre-delegation testing, or PDT is the acronym. You know how we love our acronyms here at ICANN. PDT is where the registry demonstrates to ICANN that they have the capacity to operate the TLD in a stable and secure manner. And it also demonstrates that the registry's technical operations are in line with the criteria that's been outlined in the applicant guidebook. One tip we'd like to give to folks is that when you're going through PDT, you'll be asked to provide somebody as your PDT contact to work with ICANN and the PDT provider. We recommend that you appoint somebody from your registry services provider to assist with that. And we've also provided a link on this slide that will show you what the exact process is for PDT so that you can go and really look through all of the steps. So step three is providing information for credentialing or the technical setup with ICANN. So once you've become a registry operator, and as certainly once you get delegated, you have certain responsibilities as far as reporting and certain services that you need to provide. And in order for those reporting lines to be connected for ICANN to also be monitoring to the DNS and things like that to make sure that the uptime SLAs are being made, we need some technical information from you. And so that technical information is requested or we ask that you provide it in the GDD portal. There is a online web form in there called the Onboarding Information Request, or the ONBIR, another acronym for you, that tells you exactly where you can provide all of this information. Inside of the GDD portal, on pretty much every page in there, but certainly on the ONBIR page, you'll see a link to something called the GDD portal guidance. If you download that document and print it out, it will explain to you in detail what each one of these things are and what you need to provide. Step four is where we collect the contact information for your registry. As I mentioned at the beginning of this, there's a number of contacts. We have a primary contact for the registry, much like you had for your application. We found that in many instances, the primary contact from the application is not the same person as the primary contact that was in the application. Registry is different than the application. But we also need a number of other contacts that are important for communication with between ICANN and the registry. A compliance contact, for instance, a technical contact, a back-end or technical, your registry services provider contact, et cetera. All of these are also collected in the portal on a web page in the GDD portal. And, again, the GDD portal guidance will step you through what the sort of requirements for each contact are and suggestions on, an explanation of what the role of these the various contacts is. So step five is obtain your trademark database token and register in the trademark database. So once your contact information has been completed and submitted to ICANN and accepted by ICANN, ICANN will automatically contact the trademark database provider, which is IBM, and request a TMDB token for you. Once we get your token, which happens very quickly within a few days, we will then send you your token, and you can take that token and go register with IBM in the trademark database, and they'll issue you credentials so that you can use those credentials to log into the trademark database and do your testing. Step six is the part where you do the testing. So once you have the credentials and you've logged into the TMDB database, you can do the testing with the database, the TMDB, in order to get certified for that. In order to do your startup, which comes a little bit later, you will need to be certified as having passed this testing with the TMDB. There is, for this particular step and many of the other steps, but this one in particular, if you go to the new GTLD microsite in the applicant's corner, you will find more detailed instructions on how to go about that testing process. And it's something that if you're not doing your own, if you have a registry services provider, it's something you'll work closely with them on. Step seven is completing transition to delegation. So just before delegation, you need to go through a series of steps that will then send you to the delegation process that's facilitated by the IANA function, the NTIA, and VeriSign. And so in order to transition to delegation, you need to get a delegation token. And in order to get that delegation token, you will need to have successfully completed steps 2 through 4, and you have to be eligible for the alternate path to delegation under the current name collision framework. Steps included in the transition to delegation are ICANN will ask you for a delegation point of contact. That will be the person that will facilitate you through the delegation process on the technical side of it within your company or your registry services provider. Once ICANN has your delegation point of contact, we will direct you on how to obtain the IANA token, and then you'll use that token to access the IANA system and to begin the delegation process. And step 8. So step 8 is where you establish your mandatory sunrise and claims periods. And if you're choosing to do other types of launch periods, you would establish those in step 8 as well. The required information to complete step 8 are letting ICANN know what type of sunrise you're having, which is an end date or a start date sunrise, and the dates of your sunrise and claims periods. You need to show ICANN that you have been certified as passing testing in the trademark database, so that stuff we talked about earlier. Once you've gotten that certification from IBM, you will provide it to ICANN in step 8. And then you also need to provide all of the registration policies related to your sunrise, as well as a sunrise dispute resolution procedure. And ICANN asks that for this, you please provide whole documents and not links to documents. The this step is also facilitated through the GDD portal, and it is online web form where you provide all of the data, and then you can provide your attachments. So there's also the ability to have other types of launch sunrise-related registration periods. Those options are a limited registration period, a qualified launch program, or an approved launch program. If you are planning to do one or more of these, you would also provide the information related to these periods or programs through the same web page in the GDD portal. For the approved launch program, it's important to note that if you are wanting to use an approved launch program, that you need to request that from ICANN, and ICANN will go through a review process That does take some time, so we encourage you to submit that much in advance of your planned launch dates. And then ICANN will review the request and make a determination. For Sunrise claims and other registration periods, again, if you go to the applicant corner on the new GTLD microsite, you'll find information about these. And I would encourage you to also read the Rights Protection Trademark Clearinghouse Rights Protection Mechanisms document, or the RPMs document, which talks about all of the guidelines around this. And certainly you can always submit questions to us or contact Han Chuan here in the Singapore office to help talk you through the rules and how it works. So when you're ready to submit your Sunrise claims and other registration period information, as I mentioned earlier, you submit that through the GDD portal. You can do that once the TLD is delegated, but not before. If you are requesting an approved launch program, those can be submitted. Those requests can be submitted as soon as you've been invited to contracting and any time after that. So, again, if that's something you want to do, we suggest that you give ICANN plenty of time to review that request and submit it as early as possible. So that means you can do it as soon as you're invited to contracting, if you so choose. Once you've submitted your dates and your documents and all of those things through the portal, you will ICANN will do a straightforward review of the information to make sure it's in compliance with the RPM's requirements. So does it meet the minimum date thresholds that are set out? Do you have the policies attached, those sorts of things? That review goes very quickly, and assuming that everything is in line with the RPM's document, ICANN will notify IBM, the trademark database provider, of the dates for your Sunrise claims and other periods, and then they'll schedule them, and then ICANN will notify you that they've been approved. And then the last thing that ICANN does is we publish all of the Sunrise information on one page where we've collected all Sunrises for all new GTLDs, and that will automatically get published on that page. So as promised, there's a timeline graphic that shows you how you can the timing of these things and which one of the steps are dependent on others and which ones you can go through in parallel. I know this slide probably looks a little bit shocking at first, but if you spend a few minutes looking at it and adjust your eyes maybe, you'll be able to see across the top we have key milestones, which are the dots. It shows when the registry agreement was signed, where delegation is, and where general registration is. As you can see, steps 2 through 4, actually steps 2 through 6 can be completed in parallel. Steps 2 through 4, however, have to be completed before you can proceed to step 7. And then steps 5, 6, and 7 must be completed in order to proceed to step 8. So, again, if you take some time to look at this, I think it's helpful and it shows you where you can do things in parallel if you're looking to get from signing your agreement to general registration as quickly as possible. This, I call it a cheat sheet. We put this together when we launched the GDD portal because we realized will be confusion about which portal do I use when. So if you look across the columns on here, there's a column for the new GTLD customer portal, and there's one for the GDD portal. And it basically shows you which processes are performed or facilitated through which portal. The longer term, but not long, not meaning really far away longer term, but the longer term goal is for there to be one portal. But in the meantime, they're split into two different portals. I also want to assure everybody that there's two logins for you, two login screens for you, but everything comes to ICANN in one place. So we can see everything that's going on with your relationship between application and becoming a registry on the back end. And then here I've just mentioned a few tools that can be useful to new GTLD registry operators. The first one's a welcome kit, which I talked about earlier. The second iteration, we're really excited about. It's got a lot of great content in it, we think, but we'll let you tell us, please. Please do. And we hope to release that in the next couple weeks. We've got, as I mentioned earlier, the GDD portal, but more importantly, the GDD portal guidance, which is inside of the portal, and it's a document to help you navigate the screens and to provide the various pieces of onboarding information we just talked through. You can always email customer, you can log into the GDD portal and submit cases, but you can also email customerservice@icann.org. You have the GDD Registry Services team here, and Hanchuan said it perfectly earlier. We're really here to support registries, your interactions with us, et cetera, and I'm going to show just sort of how the team is structured in a moment here. But you, many of you know, if not all of you, Hanchuan, he's been here in this region for a while. We're about to get him a friend, as I say. We're very close to getting ready to make an offer to a second person to be here in Singapore to support Asia Pacific, and we'll show that. And then finally, the new GTLD microsite has a lot of information about the various processes that you need to go through. So here's the registry services team org chart and where people are located. We've been building out the team over the past about 6 months. I'm in Los Angeles, although not that often. I've been spending a lot of time myself in the hubs between Singapore and Istanbul. We do have three team members in Los Angeles. We have two in Istanbul that just started with us about 6 weeks ago. And then we've got Hanchuan and his soon-to-be new friend coming here in Singapore. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Hanchuan for the question and answer period.
Thank you, Krista. We'll now take questions on Adobe Connect as well as those who are on the audio bridge. Please bear in mind ICANN's expected standards of behavior. Also, please ask questions that are related to TLD onboarding and launch as well as engagement with the APEC Hub. When submitting a question on Adobe Connect, please note the format of enclosing your question within the question tag. And for those on the conference bridge, please dial *1 to enter the queue. We will first take questions submitted before the webinar. On to the first question. I believe attendees generally want to know about the next round, including schedule and fee plans, as we get inquiries from potential applicants. So the response is, we are confident that there will be a next round, and this is part of the policy advice and was reaffirmed by the ICANN board. But we have not committed to a time as we need to do a number of assessments of the first round. The consensus policy recommendations that are the foundation of the program state that ICANN should introduce new GTLDs in rounds. ICANN has committed to undertaking a set of reviews prior to initiating a second round of applications for the new GTLD program. 9.3 of the affirmation of commitment call for us to begin a review 1 year from the date of operation. The first new GTLD was delegated in October 2013. So October is our expected starting point, and we are beginning to collect data now to inform the review in accordance with community recommended metrics. The AOC provides that the review will be performed by volunteer communities member who will also consider the various components of the program and produce a set of recommendations. The second question that we received is this. Would you please explain how ICANN would monitor and measure the reachability of the registry's resolution site? For instance, distribution of the monitoring sites, the numbers of monitoring sites, the IP address of the monitoring sites, and the standards to measure the reachability of the resolution sites. The response is, we monitor from multiple locations in the internet, close to where there are the most users. We currently have 40 probe nodes, and the IP address of the locations are provided to the registries during the onboarding. The definition for availability and other concepts used for the measurements are defined in Specification 10 of the registry agreement. Right, on to the next question, question number 3. Name collision is an inevitable issue in launching new GTLD. When would ICANN publish the final name collision report? How do we reduce the impact of name collision to the new GTLD registries and the end user? The response to the question is, the ICANN staff is working to have a proposal ready for consideration by the new GTLD program committee as soon as possible, hopefully by the London meeting. And to the next question, question number 4. When is the starting date of the 90-day controlled interruption for registries that have elected the alternative path to delegation? Does it start from the date of delegation or the date of TLD launch?
Oh, I'll answer that one, Antoine. There's two types of controlled interruption. Actually, before I answer that, I just wanted to add one thing to what you said. We did publish just last night, I think we were sleeping here, maybe even Asia Pacific, the final mitigating the risks of DNS namespace collisions report. So I don't know if everybody has seen that yet. It's literally hot off the presses, so we would direct you to go take a look at that. To answer this question, there are two types of controlled interruption. The first is, or one of them is wildcard controlled interruption, and that is for, that would be used for those TLDs that are not yet delegated, should the name collision framework be approved, this new framework, if it were approved at the time of the approval, if you have not yet been delegated, then the wildcard controlled interruption would be required of you upon delegation and for 90 days. Should the recent framework be approved, those of you that have already been delegated at that time that have alternate path to delegation report and a list of SLDs that need to be blocked, you can begin what we call SLD controlled interruption for the names on your SLD block list when you're ready. So basically, you let us know when you're ready to do that, and then you would begin the blocking of the SLDs on your block list for 90 days. Thank you.
Okay, we have a question from Adobe Connect, and the question is, we have some cases that ICANN hasn't replied for quite some time on the GDD portal, and I heard this morning that it's maybe because the case may inadvertently be invisible to ICANN. How will ICANN improve the GDD portal service, or at least can we have an email notification like what we have for the application portal?
Thanks for the question. There have been the GDD portal that we know today is the first version of the GDD portal. It's the first iteration. There are things that are working well and things that could use some improvement, and we've been working to collect that feedback or the things that need improvement. In addition to that, we also are looking at the future of the GDD portal, so it's not just about making the functionality that is currently there work better to meet your needs, your being the registries, but also what are some of the other things that we can do in the portal to improve your experience, make your lives and your ways of communicating with ICANN easier. We are aware of these issues. We're working to fix the things that need to be fixed, but we also want to really focus on the future of the portal, too, and what other things we can do there. We are having a session in London for those of you that are attending or will be dialing in remotely. We're having a GDD portal users workshop where we encourage you to please come and participate. And it's really a workshop where we want to gather your ideas and input on things that we can add into the portal, things that we can do to enhance the user experience. If there are cases, if you are having problems with cases that aren't being responded to or you think it's taken a while, please don't hesitate to reach out to somebody on the registry services team. We can follow up and find out where it's stuck and get it unstuck for you. And as far as the last part of the question, the email notification, like what you have in the application portal, that should be there, and we're working to get that put into place. So thank you for the questions.
All right, operator, we will take a question now from the audio bridge. Is there anyone in the queue?
At this time, no one is in the queue, but once again, it is star one on your telephone keypad at this time if you would like to ask a question.
Thank you, operator.
And at this time, there are no questions.
All right. Thank you, operator. Since there's no question on the audio bridge, we'll take the next question on the Audio Connect. The second question from on Audio Connect is this. My question deals with the process prior to the registry onboarding. Once the CIR is submitted and ICANN processes the contract, are we contacted through the CSC or to our primary email address in the application?
Thank you, Hanchuan. If we go back actually to the chart of what portal to use when, it answers part of the question, and then I'll answer the other part verbally. If you notice in the top orange bar across the top there, it is facilitated through the new GTLD customer portal, contracting is, that is. Often referred to as the CSC. So what happens is when you're invited to contracting, that invitation goes to the primary contact from the application. That person, the primary contact from the application, can then log into the CIR form and provide the information for contracting. And at that time, they can appoint a person to be the contracting point of contact. And that's who ICANN will work with throughout the contracting process. In the CIR form, we also ask you for a registry primary contact. So once your contract gets signed, the registry primary contact is automatically set up in our system, and that's who would get the notification to come into the GDD portal and begin the onboarding process. I hope that answers the question.
Thank you.
Once again, star one for questions over the phone. And there are no questions in the phone queue.
Thank you, operator. We'll take the next question on Adobe Connect. And the question is, your team has done an excellent job on this initiative. Thank you. The presentation is very useful, but we need a specific input that is not quite clear yet. We have been assigned GDRD names. These names are, in the foreseeable future, going to be subjected to extremely low use. Given that, we would like to know how to set up and run our own registry services as opposed to us using the services of an existing registry service provider. Thank you.
I want to say thank you for the positive feedback. We really appreciate that on behalf of everybody here, especially the APAC team who is the one that sets this up. So thank you for that. So in order to become your own registry services provider, you know, to run your own back end, you would need to go through a very similar vetting and testing process that that those that just went through the application process went through. So in order to, you know, if you wanted to go out and sort of build your own infrastructure and design your own systems, you certainly are able to do that. And then there's a process that's posted on the on ICANN.org. Under the registries section, it's called the registry transition process, and it talks about at a higher level, but it talks about the steps to go through to transition from one back end to another. So in the question, in this question that you're asking, you would be transitioning in this example from Afilias to your own back end. And in that process, ICANN would, again, do the same level of vetting that we do in the application process to ensure that those systems are operationally sound, technically sound, and will operate in a secure and stable manner on the Internet. I hope that answers the question.
Again, star one for questions over the phone.
Are there any questions on the audio bridge, operator?
There are no questions.
Okay, so no question. We'll take the next question on the Adobe Connect. This is question four. Hi, if we would like to make our TLD close generic, how should we do that?
So currently, this is Krista again. So under the if you look in specification 11 of the registry agreement, you're specifically not allowed to have a closed generic TLD. So there's not a process to do that because it would be not allowed under the terms of the registry agreement.
Okay, we'll take one more question from Adobe Connect. The question is, are there any online communities, whether I can run or not, focus on the onboarding process that we can regularly reference and or participate in?
That's a great question. There's not any that, this is Krista again, there's not any that I'm aware of. That doesn't mean they don't exist. And one suggestion would be if you are a member of the registry stakeholder group, potentially you could submit that question to the mailing list there and see if anybody's aware of one. Another suggestion I might have for you is to, if you do have questions about onboarding, you know, certainly feel free to log into the portal and submit them or email your question to customerservice@ICANN.org, and we can get somebody on staff to help get you the answer that you're looking for.
And there are no questions over the phone.
Okay. Alright, the next question we have on Odoo Connect is this. Will name collision affect the timeline in any way?
Thanks, Hanchuan. So I think the timeline that's being referred to here in the question is the onboarding timeline. As I mentioned earlier, we just released the new name collision report. It's not actually facilitated by the registry services team. It's done by our technical services team. So I'm not 100% sure of the answer to that question. And there's a couple of ways we could get the answer for you. One is you could submit it to customerservice@icann.org and we'll get you a written answer. Or if by chance this person that's asking is going to be in London, or participating remotely. I know there's a whole session dedicated to this, and I imagine that there will be many people asking this very same question, so I'm certain it will get addressed there. So happy to, help get that answer whichever way works best for the person who's asking.
Again, there are no questions over the audio bridge.
So we're just pulling questions out of the question and answer pod right now. If you can just bear with us for a moment.
Okay, we have the next question on Odoo Connect, and the question is, in regards to specification 13, after the public comment period closed, how long does it take for ICANN to process the application? Please note that this timing affects how and when brand TLDs will delegate and begin trademark claims and general availability. This question is submitted by Michael Fleming.
I've been thanking Hanchuan for all of these questions. Now I've got a new person to thank. Thank you, Michael Fleming, for your question. So the processing of the specification 13 requests and the public comments and such is facilitated by our is operated by our operations team. We're really just getting through the first batches of them. So I think. Our goal, I know maybe people don't always feel this way, but our goal is to process things as quickly as possible. Without having somebody from that team here right now, one, and two, having this be the first batches of those, I'm not sure how long that takes. If there are comments, we would obviously need to sort of compile them and review them. And then we would review the Spec 13 request and approve that as quickly as possible. I know, Michael, you're probably looking for a more exact answer, we'll definitely work on trying to get one. It's just it's hard to say without having literally gone through the whole thing, the whole process yet, or completed a whole process yet.
Right, the next question on AutoConnect. Is it possible to integrate all ITN services at one portal, such as RRS and others, be included in one GDD portal? This question is submitted by Mr. Alan Tan.
Thank you, Mr. Alan Tan. So yes, it is. The one portal I talked a little bit earlier about having the GDD portal and the applicant portal. So one piece of your question is having that be one portal, and that's definitely a goal. And then another piece that moving the RRS system, the registry request system, to the GDD portal is also something we would like to do. And then I would just encourage anyone who is going to participate remotely or in person in London to come to the GDD portal users workshop. I don't have the exact time in front of me, but it's in the afternoon on Wednesday. I think it might be 5:15 p.m. in London, but it's already on the schedule that's posted. And talk about things just like this and how that would improve your user experience.
The next question that we have on Adobe Connect is this. Is delegation no longer handled through the root zone management system?
Delegation is handled through the root zone management system. The part that I talked about earlier it's just a really small little nuance. Yasmin, which is who the question came from, the transition to delegation, you get the token to log into the root zone management system by interacting through the applicant portal. Once you have that token, that's the token that allows you to log into the RZM.
Right, we have one question from Wen. Good morning. I would like to know whether there is a response time limit so that if there's no response in GDD or the customer portal within a certain time limit, people could resolve to other means for their issues.
Thank you, Wen. So we're in the process there's a number of things going on here at ICANN, and as we're building out the team and the processes and getting to know who the registries are, getting familiar with our new registries, we're also building out how we support you. And one of the things I'm going to talk about in London in the session before the portal users workshop, it's a session about registry operator engagement. One of the things we're going to talk about is account management. And and what our plans are there. And so and how you would I really think, Wynn, what you're getting at is, if I'm not, you know, hearing what I need to hear, how can I escalate it, et cetera. And so that's one of the things we're going to talk about in our account management plan and structure, is how do you work with your account manager, which we're working on what the account management structure looks like and who the account managers are where, and then how do you work with them. How do you submit, you know, once you submit cases, if you have, if you're not, you know, satisfied with the responses, the response time, how do you escalate that, who to, et cetera. And so if you could just bear with us a little bit longer, we'll have more information on that in the next couple weeks for you.
Okay. The next question comes from Peter Green of Connect. For registries that have elected alternate paths to delegation, if they are ready for controlled interruption, and after the 90 days controlled period, would the controlled interruption constraints be eliminated, or would ICANN assess the results of controlled period and then decide whether the registry could eliminate the controlled interruption constraints?
Hi, Peter. Thank you for the question. It's Krista. I have to admit, this is outside of my my skill sets. Again, the name collision stuff is handled by Francisco Arias of our technical services team, and he's really an expert on this, and I wouldn't want to give you the wrong information. We could, I don't know is the answer. We could, again, ask you to maybe submit that to customerservice@icann.org, or I'm sure that this is something that will be discussed the week after next.
Yes, right.
The week after next in London. And I don't even know. Potentially this question is maybe even addressed in the framework that was just, or the report that was just posted. Maybe it's what's driving your question, but sorry, I can't answer your question.
All right, the next question from Adobe Connect. Dian Shang Biao means trademark in Chinese. There is one existing registrar in Hong Kong. I would like to know if there can be more than one registrar. And this question comes from Nick. So Nick, there is no limit to the number of registrars that a registry can sign the RRA with, but for registries that have specification 13 in the registry agreement, the number is 3. Right, we have one more minute for questions, so we'll take the last questions. For any questions that we are not able to take during this webinar, we will take them offline and send the answer to you. Okay, and the question is, is it possible to postpone the due date of contracting of RA? And this question comes from Vincent.
Thanks, Vincent. So under the terms of the, or under the provisions of the applicant guidebook, all applicants are expected to execute the registry agreement within 9 months of being notified. And failure to do so may result in the loss of eligibility to sign the contract. There is a also a statement in the applicant guidebook that says that an applicant can request an extension of the 9-month window, but they must be able to demonstrate to ICANN's reasonable satisfaction that the applicant has been working diligently and in good faith towards successfully completing the necessary steps to execute the registry agreement. So you have to be working in good faith with ICANN to try and get your registry agreement executed in order to submit that request. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Krista, for answering that question. That's all the time that we have for Q&A. For questions that were not answered, we will take them offline and send the answers to you. And if you have further questions, please send your questions to apechhub@icann.org. And customerservice@icann.org. Thank you everyone for your attendance, and thanks to our speakers, Krista and Jiarong, for their presentations. Please note that this meeting is recorded and will be made available on ICANN's website, including the slides, and you could also download the slides from the Adobe Connect now. Before we close, please take some time to fill in the survey, and the link to the survey is shown in Adobe Connect and will be sent to participants as well. The webinar has ended, and thank you and have a good day, and hope to see you in London. Operator, can you please stop the recording? Thank you.